The Gospel for the second Sunday of Lent is from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. And for those listening to this podcast, the text is in the written version on our website. Grace to you and peace from God our Creator and Christ our Wisdom. Amen. It would appear that the quote from biblical scholar John Dominic Crossan did not apply to Nicodemus. Crossan famously said, "My point is not that those ancient people told literal stories, and we are now smart enough to take them symbolically, but that they told them symbolically, and we are now dumb enough to take them literally." Well, Nicodemus took Jesus literally. When Jesus said, "No one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above," Nicodemus is stunned. He thinks Jesus means that he has to somehow get back into his mother's womb. Imagine what he must have been thinking. Here was this teacher that everyone was raving about, the one that he, a Pharisee, had sneaked out to see. And that was no small risk. As a member of the religious establishment, being affiliated with this rabble-rouser could have been seen as an act of rebellion against the empire. So he comes to see Jesus under the cover of darkness. And what does he get? This guy Jesus spouting some nonsense about being born again. Now, we're used to hearing that phrase, and we have our own reactions when we hear that. So we have to put ourselves in Nicodemus's sandals to hear his bewilderment. Nicodemus thought that Jesus was telling him that in order to be part of the realm of God, that he had to go back to the beginning, back to where he'd come from the womb. But that's not what Jesus meant. Let's watch now a clip from Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens, and listen for what Rey thinks that she needs to do, and for the advice given to her by the ancient wise Maz Kanata. Jesus couldn't have said it better himself. "The belonging you seek is not behind you. It is ahead. Not that we don't remember and honor the past. Knowing from whence we've come is an important part of understanding ourselves. But we can't stay or go back there as much as we might be tempted or as much as we long for a time gone by." In his classic book, The Stages of Faith, James Fowler identified 7 stages of development in our spiritual lives. Unfortunately, it's been widely accepted that one of these stages is where most people remain their entire lives. See if you can guess which one. Stage 1, from birth to age 2, is characterized by learning the safety of our environment. If we experience consistent nurture, then we develop a sense of trust about the universe and the divine. Conversely, if we don't receive consistent nurturing, then the opposite will be true. The next stage is the stage of preschool children, in which fantasy and reality often get mixed together. Our most basic ideas about God are usually picked up from our parents and/or our society. Then, when we become school age, we start understanding the world in more logical ways. We generally accept the stories told by our faith community, but we tend to understand them in very literal ways. We have a strong belief in the justice and reciprocity of the universe, and our images of God are almost always anthropomorphic, that is, with human form or human qualities. And then comes adolescence, characterized by conformity to authority and the religious development of a personal identity. At this stage, we tend to have a hard time seeing outside of our religious box, and we don't even recognize that we're inside of a belief system. We rely on some sort of institution, such as a church, to give us our stability. We become attached to our forms of religion and get extremely upset when these are called into question. The next stage, often begun in young adulthood, is often a time of angst and struggle. We start seeing outside the box. and realizing that there are other boxes. We begin to critically examine our beliefs and often become disillusioned with our faith. Ironically, people in the stage just before this one usually think that those who are in this stage have become backsliders, when actually they have moved forward. This stage can end up being very non-religious, and some people stay in it permanently. Now, it's rare for people to reach this next stage before midlife. This is when we begin to realize the limits of logic and we start to accept the paradoxes in life. We begin to see life as a mystery, and we often return to sacred stories and symbols, but this time without being stuck in a theological box. This last stage is often called a universalizing or mystical faith. Few of us ever get there. Those who do live their lives in service of others without any real worries or doubts. People who reach this stage start to realize that there's truth to be found in both the previous two stages and that life can be paradoxical and full of mystery. Emphasis is placed more on community than on individual concerns. It's pretty easy to see Jesus as an exemplar of this stage of human spiritual development. So can you guess the stage in which many people remain? It's the teenage stage, where we have a hard time seeing outside our religious box, and we rely on the institution for our stability. And I definitely put Nicodemus in that category. Jesus was challenging him to grow in spiritual maturity, to move forward into a new way of belonging, to reformation. And this is the same challenge before us today. Unless you're one of the few enlightened ones, we're all being called to move forward into a spirituality that is both mystical and practical. This is the place where our resistance to empire can be most effective, where our faith can both comfort us and embolden us. When our emphasis is less on matters of personal salvation and more on the well-being of the beloved community of all God's people and creatures, then we are living into the reality of the kingdom of God. After all, for God so loved the world. Jesus said that we're born of water and the Spirit. The water of the womb and the breath of life launched us on our way. The water of our baptism sealed us again with the Spirit and ordained us to our life's mission as followers of Jesus. As each new age requires disciples to respond to the empire of that age, Jesus calls us forward now. Maz Kamado was right. The belonging we seek is not behind us, it is ahead. The Force Awakens is not just the title of a cool movie, it is our response to the movement of the Spirit in us and in our world. Amen.